This is Pat Tice for the Courage Handy Ham System. In this audio, Steve, K9DCI, describes the menu items of the Kenwood THF6A Handy Talkie. Steve is driving his car in traffic, so that explains the background noise.
This tape, I describe the menu. This is Steve, K9DCI. I'll describe things in blocks. One thing I want to point out that's bound to mess you up that I just found out is that one of the menu items, number 4, which is the scanning band limits for the ham bands, sometimes won't be in the menu list, so it's bound to mess you up if you count beeps. That menu item only shows up when you're in the VFO mode, and since for most items we start out in the VFO mode, you know, programming frequency, probably always good to hit that VFO button, button B, whenever doing anything. You're going to forget. It won't be in the menu list. Took me a while to figure it out. Okay, on to the menu in general. In general, the menu has the following operations. That menu joystick on the left front of the radio, the big thing, it feels like it's got a ring around it and a kind of a large button. And there's a joystick. It has 5 directions or degrees of freedom. It can be pushed into the radio like an ordinary button. Left, right, up, and down. Generally speaking, all menu functions use these actions, and it operates as follows. To enter the menu list, press the button in. To select up and down in the list, you can move the menu button up or down. You can also use the click tune button to go up or down in the menu list. When you stop on a menu item you want to change, in order to change it, you push the button to the right. It will then accept changes, either by pushing the menu button up or down, or tuning the click tune button. There are preferential beeps, low beeps, and high beeps, and I'll describe each of those on each of the menu items. But in general, when there are 2 choices in a menu item, and they are called on and off, the high beep is on, and the low beep is off. When there are more than 1 choice, or if they're not labeled on and off, then the low beep will be our base or starting point from which we can count. Again, a quick review. Press to enter the menus. Up and down or click tune to select a menu number. Right to allow changes to a menu number. Up or down or click tune to actually change a menu item. Right click to set that menu item. At this point, you can go up or down or click tune to select a new menu item, or you may left to exit the menu altogether and go back to the radio operation. So I'll describe all 31 menus with a brief pause after every 5. General description in blocks of 5, menu item number 1, the one with the low beep. This is scan resume time. 3 choices are resume scanning after a fixed time, after the carrier goes away, or never resume scanning, stay on the channel. Number 2, the radio memory channels in the 400 memories are arranged in groups of 50, 0 to 49, 50 to 99, etc. When you go into one of the scan modes, you can just scan within a group. If you link 2 groups, it'll scan those 2 groups as well. Number 3 is memory recall method. When click tuning within a memory group, you can make it so that it only stays within that group of 50, or as you click tune, it will continue through all of the memories and all 400. Number 4, this one will only appear in the menu list when you press the VFO button first. So it can fool you if you don't have the radio in VFO mode. It won't be here. It'll mess up your count. Depending on which band you're in, the 2 meter, 220, or 440, it will allow you to change the limits for scanning in VFO mode. Scanning in VFO mode just scans the entire band between the limits you set here. And number 5, turns on and off the automatic repeater transmit offsets. This is programmed at the factory to the proper US values. You can change it, but I recommend not. It's all set for you. You don't have to turn it on or turn it off. And by the way, you can also program non-standard repeater offsets into the memory if you wish. It's a complex process I'll describe later. Now I pause. Okay, general description. Item menu 6 allows you to change the standard offsets in the radio, and of course I recommend not doing that. They're already set to the standard U.S. values. 1.6 megahertz on 220, 600 kilohertz on 2 meters, and 5 megahertz on 440. Menu number 7. You can lock the keypad, but menu number 7 allows you to still tune the radio across either the memory banks or on the VFO mode when the keypad is locked. And by the way, you lock the keypad by holding the function key down until it beeps again. Menu 8. This totally turns off the ability to transmit, turning it into just a receiver to prevent inadvertent transmissions whenever you wish. Menu number 9 changes the speaker microphone jack from speaker microphone, or to accept the TNC input for packet, or computer input for managing memories and actually controlling all operations of the radio. And menu number 10 is the first of several touch tone or DTMF memories. This one is where you go to store phone numbers or computer control codes into memory. Okay, general description of menu items. Continue with menu item 11. This determines whether the DTMF digits in the numbers you have in memory are dialed slow or fast. Number 12 determines whether or not the transmitter stays on in between pushing the keypad button, so you don't have to hold the push to talk button, and then it automatically dekeys at the end. Number 13 allows you to set the pause in between digits. There's several settings. Number 14 locks out the keypad during transmit so you don't send DTMF tones. Normally when you're transmitting, if you hit one of the DTMF keypad buttons, it'll send the DTMF tone. For manual DTMF, you can shut that off here. Number 15 allows you to change the message that appears on the display when you turn the radio on. Okay, resuming the general menu descriptions with number 16. This allows you to change the contrast of the display. 17 enables or turns off the battery saver mode, where the receiver is turned off for a period of time and then turned on periodically to see if the squelch opens. And there are several settings of time there, up to 5 seconds. Number 18 turns on and off the automatic power down feature. If the radio is left unattended for 30 or 60 seconds, it will power down, but it will beep several times 1 minute before, so you can do some operation on the radio to keep it from turning off. Number 19 turns on and off the key beeps. And number 20 is the first of several Vox menu selections. This one allows you to turn on and off the ability to talk and transmit even though there's a carrier on, or will disable the ability to talk until the carrier drops, which you're receiving. Continuing the general menu description with menu 21, this is the Vox gain. Determines how loud you have to speak to enable the Vox, to trigger the Vox. Number 22 sets the hang time at the end of when you're talking, how long the transmitter stays keyed. Number 23 changes the function of the call key. Normally, it toggles between the call channel in the band you're receiving in and wherever you were. This allows you to change it to a 1750 Hz tone function for a primarily European repeater, so it will key the tone for you. Number 24 determines whether or not the transmitter holds after the 1750 tone is pushed. That's also a European need. Number 25 is the beat shift. The microprocessor oscillator harmonics might interfere with signals you're listening to in the HF band. This function allows you to shift that frequency slightly so it would move off of any station you happen to be listening to, and in my experience it slowly drifts through the band and it's going to disappear again anyway in a few minutes. And probably if you shift it, it's going to come back because it shifts around. Resuming the general menu description, starting with the last six, I'll throw 31 on the end here, starting with 26. This one turns on and off the bar antenna. The bar antenna can be turned on and off for use below 10.1 megahertz. Above 10.1 megahertz, the SMA antenna connector is always used as an antenna, and turning the bar antenna on and off will not affect receiving above 10.1 megahertz. Just remember, to receive low frequencies in HF, you need a good antenna on the radio. The little whip isn't good enough. Number 27 allows you to change the menu descriptions from Japanese to English. Number 28 sets the capability of the radio as far as packet speed goes, 1200 or 9600. Menu 29 switches in the European models to a narrow band FM that's a little bit narrower than we use here in the US. Menu 30, you select either lithium or alkaline battery, and I believe, but I'm not sure, this is probably for the automatic power off, at the point at which it decides to turn off the radio. Because with the alkaline battery pack, the voltage is much lower. Number 31 allows you to reset. There's what's called a VFO reset. A full reset, of course, resets everything to factory defaults. The menu reset just sets the menu. And I'm not sure what the VFO does. So that brings us back to the original base menu of 1. I'm going to go up to 1. Now I'm back at 1. That was the low beep. Now I'll show it to you again.
And that is the end of this file. This is Pat Tice, WA0TDA at ARRL.net. You may want to continue listening to Steve at Tutorial 1.